Next hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Students get a chance to actually apply what they learn. Most of the time, you're just reading about Shakespeare, and with the exception of the drama students dressing in their black garb and holding an empty skull, they don't really get to apply their knowledge.
Fighting for Idaho.
I am what you call a weird child because I love school. I love getting to learn new things. I love different assignments, and I just love challenges.
Fighting for you.
So when you get all the other stuff out of the way, all the politics and all that, our desire is to prepare kids for what we think is a bright future.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
We look forward to coming to your fine schools
on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. It is 7:05. We're at Hillside Junior High School, promoting our school, securing our future, thanks to our friends at CapEd Credit Union, proudly involved in this program. Go to their website. We love our teachers. Certainly, you could get some great deals if you're an educator. In addition to that, find out local businesses who support education. Joining us now is Jim, Alma's husband. Jim, of course, we know Alma as the fractivist and the anti-fracker, as we so commonly like to refer to her here. We have a good give and take with her, and in her place is her husband, Jim, because Alma is still in jail. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, and I want to thank you so much for giving people a voice.
Well, and by the way, we'll make sure we get you on tomorrow during our party at Chick-fil-A. I know that you would like to be partying, but another day, Mrs. Miller said to me, is Alma still in jail? And I said, yeah, she's still in jail. What's the latest?
Well, I guess I should be able to celebrate a little bit, believe it or not. In the afternoon, I had a surprise call from Alma, and I tell you, I was just taken back. I was going, wow. I was extremely excited. I was able to visit her last night. This is the first time I've ever had to talk to her or communicate or to see her in a week. And I don't know what to say. When I visited her in the jail, in the prison, I was shocked. She was very calm. Resolved, no spite, no anger. We've been together for 26 years, and I have to admit, I've taken her for granted. You know, when you don't wake up in the morning, you don't have your wife there for a week, you know, and you're seeing what she's putting herself through. I mean, she's my hero. I love my wife. She's the one sitting in jail, and she strengthens me. You know, there's one thing that a lot of people don't know about her, I know she's kind of tied to this gas stuff, but she's done a lot. She worked tirelessly in Jerome for the Minidoka Japanese internment camp. She's the one that led the charge to make it a national historic site. This is where 9,000 Japanese Americans lost their freedom and the right to speak during World War II. President Bush in 2008 was the one that signed the Wild Sky Wilderness Act that did move this into the National Historic Site. So this is just about doing the right thing.
So it worked well for you to see her. What did she have to say? As a matter of fact, we have some sound. I don't know how well it'll come out. Ray tried to do his very best. So let's hear what Alma had to say to you last night, Jim.
I want to thank everybody for your support. I really, really appreciate it. It means a great deal to me. I know that I'm not the only person in the country that has these issues with their local levels of government. I know that corruption, inclusion, cronyism is rampant in other areas as well as Piatt County, Idaho. And I just I would encourage you to stand up for your rights and to make sure that you hold them accountable. My grandpa used to say, right's right and wrong is nobody. So thank you for all your help and your support. I appreciate the letters. I appreciate your conviction to do the right thing for everybody, for all of us, and for democracy as a whole. Because it's people like you that are going to make this a better place ultimately. So thank you.
Your thoughts, Jim.
I have to tell you, you know, I've seen that video so many times now. And I'm the one that recorded it, and every time I get choked up. I mean, that's my wife. That's who she is. I don't know what to say. Kevin, I'm sorry. It's just that's why she's there. She has that stead. This is not about getting back at people. This is about doing the right thing and stopping cronyism. You know, I spent a little bit of time, now trying to get the tiger by the tail here, and watch the video and hold it through the whole entire meeting. There's a part in the P&Z meeting where they will have open forum, and they'll determine that and note that. And this was the stuff that was brought up at the end of that video should have been brought up there, so Alma would have the opportunity to speak. And then ask Alma, do you have the documentation to support that, instead of using at the very end of the building, very end of the meeting, in a, oh, by the way, we have something else we want to bring up, and a part where they do not have, where they do not allow anybody to speak. This, in my opinion, was done to stage her. If she did not say anything at that time, it was to discredit her, and if she did, who knows where it went, it ended up her arrest. I have, we've had people that have talked to other P&Zs around the country, and they thought this was way heavy-handed. So this is just a frustration for 3 years for Alma being a thorn in their side. We did a lot of research, and there are sitting members of the P&Z that do have signed gas leases. We're looking to see if they're also having hidden incorporations as well as family. This is about their interests instead of the people's interests.
So you have the proof, and when you can make those allegations a reality, you're going to go public with that?
Oh, well, anybody can look at it. It's common record.
All right. Well, Jim, here we have the other side of the equation. Mm-hmm. We have a young man by the name of Gary from Star who gave me a hard time concerning my coverage of your situation, and I wanted to get your reaction to it. So let's hear from Gary from yesterday at 580KIDO.
Good morning to you, Kevin. I was just going to say, you know, you keep saying it's a shame that liberal Steve's the only one getting it right in the Boise Weekly. And I know, do you look at it in reverse and say, why is it the only one supposedly getting it right are the liberals, a liberal publication, and liberal Steve? I mean, I split my time. I'm a retired petroleum engineer from the oil and gas industry. Split my time. I've got a home up in Hayden. I have one down here. So I don't hear you all the time. But I've heard Alma enough spreading her misguided propaganda about fracking. And I think a lot of your audience is smart enough to figure that out. And you can have her husband on for a 20-minute propaganda session, and then you're proselytizing for 10 minutes afterwards. And, yeah, you'll win a few converts in the low information group, but have you thought about it? Most of the conservatives around here don't care. There's 625,000 people in the Treasure Valley. I think yesterday you said the Free Alma Facebook was up to 51 likes.
251.
I don't think too many people care.
Nobody cares that if you express yourself that you're arrested and held. Nobody cares. Well, then good. Enjoy your houses, Gary. Enjoy your life, and have fun. Don't care about your fellow man. Don't care about stepping up to society. You're right.
Well, Kevin, would you close me out on this? Would you please tell us another 100 times that Alma's a wife, mother, and grandmother?
Your thoughts, Jim?
Oh, I think it's great that he has the right to express his views on your show. Obviously, this is a different matter, and I appreciate the fact that you air his views as well.
By the way, we have a lot of folks here at 580KIDO, and let me apologize. They would like to know why. What are the charges against your wife?
Trespassing, obstruction, and contempt.
I see. Now, we talked about this yesterday. Why doesn't she just say, okay, you know who I am, I'm ready to go? How do you see this playing out? I mean, how much longer can or is she willing to stay in jail for?
I don't know. She's now 8 days on a hunger strike. She had great energy and great resolve. I don't know how she's doing it. You know, I don't know. This is, I believe in her. She's going to do what she's going to do, and I'm going to support her. I don't know the answer to that.
Right. So what about the support that you've had? Have you had anybody talking to you from the media? We said, I can't believe, maybe the TV stations don't want to drive out to pay it and find out this story. And it's going to be shameful when the national media, I think, picks this up as opposed to the local media. Anybody contacted you besides us and the Boise Weekly?
Well, of course, as well as the Argus Observer as well.
Right.
No. None of the local, larger, you know, TV stations have done so yet. I know there's a lot of other very important subjects right now out there, and I understand that. But there's definitely getting a buzz out there past the Treasure Valley, no doubt about it. Some of the articles that are written are going viral right now. There is a news crew here on the ground, not local, that is doing some reporting. So I'm hoping that this is going to break open and people will get to know about this. As Alma stated, this is not just here in Payette County. I bet you there's a lot of people throughout the United States that have the same problems happening, you know, in many different facets, not being able to, the right for free speech, elected officials not doing what's in their best interest, but what's in elected officials' best interest.
Do you feel that your social media campaign, speaking with us, the Argus Observer and others, has impacted their decision at all? Do you think that they're feeling any of the public outcry yet?
You know, as far as the local media?
No, the folks in Payette.
Oh, you know, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. All I know is that, you know, there was a reporter that did call down at the sheriff's station, and the sheriff is gone for 2 weeks now, and that could just be a coincidence. But also, I believe also the PR manager is also not the station right now either.
Now, who's that? The what manager?
Oh, a public relations manager, I believe.
Oh, so we have allegedly we have the sheriff and the PR guy on vacation.
Yeah, and you know it is hunting season, so I could see that. So I'm not gonna.
Well, let me hit you with this one here, Jim. We don't like to yap too much about the influence of this program, but it is common knowledge that Governor Otter does listen to this program, that the Lieutenant Governor, Brad Little, listens to this program, that anybody who is anybody in Idaho politics listens to us, and it's not that we're all that great. We're the only ones doing a talk show in the morning here at 580 KIDO. So what would you want to say directly to the influence makers, the lawmakers listening right now? Our friend Senator Hagedorn listens to this program. What would your direct appeal to them be?
Well, Alma wants all charges dropped. She feels that this is not warranted. This was more or less to make an example of her. And when you make an example of somebody and you could silence them, what it's going to take to get back to the level where you're hurt again. So if there's anything that you can do to help to make this right, to make this correct, please talk to me. Please look at the videos. Please do whatever you want. If you feel this is not right, I understand. If you do, please help. This is not about Alma in jail. This is about a much bigger cause.
It's about the First Amendment. What do you want to say to the officials that are holding your wife directly?
Well, I could, you know, drop the charges. Bert Osborne, he is the counsel for Payette P&Z. He's also the one that verbally asked to have Alma arrested. He also has directed the P&Z not to disclose in open meeting that they have gas and oil leases. He's also a witness to the case. We need to drop these charges. And if anybody can please give Bert Osborne a call to his office and let him know, drop the charges. His phone number is 208-642-4458. That's 208-642-4458. 888-346-4458. Let's just get this over with.
Jim, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully your wife will be released.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate your time.
All right. Please stand by. Our friend Jim will schedule him for tomorrow with our celebration party at Chick-fil-A. It is 7:20. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO from Hillside Junior High. Let's get you to travel.
Time for the KIDO Tway Travel Great Adventure. Here's this hour's city to enter in at 580KIDO.com. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Hillside Junior High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And today's city is New Orleans. That is New Orleans. Make sure you go to 580KIDO.com. And type in New Orleans, join the loyalty program. Lots of great deals and great opportunities to win prizes. And your second chance, if one chance isn't enough for you, is listen during the Glenn Beck program. But today's city is New Orleans. New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. And again, listen during the Glenn Beck program. We are at Hillside Junior High School, and this is... It's kind of, I don't want to say kind of strange, but it's old home day for me. This is the first time we've actually been in a hallway, and I like being in the hallway. When I started this program many, many years ago in North Carolina, people didn't know what to do with us because they'd never heard of a radio show broadcasting from a school. Sure, they've heard of a radio show about politics or about sports or about playing the tunes or what have you. But being in a school, and I can remember many shows where we would do it from the hallways, and the hallways are where the action is. Now, we've come a long way. Usually we started these things in, like, libraries or offices, isolated from the students and the teachers. And, again, I like being in the hallway, and they've done a great job here at Hillside Junior High getting us ready to go. So we'll be hearing a lot of what they call natural sound coming up. And it's amazing that around, 6 o'clock, these kids started coming in. If you have any thoughts, and I know this is a stretch because I got to tell you, I love talking education. I love talking politics. And I'm watching that debate last night between Jana Jones and Sherry Ibarra. And you don't need the Xanax. You don't need, a Valium. You don't need any medication to make sure you go to sleep. To me, it was a snoozer. Congressman Stallings, I thought, did a great job with Congressman Simpson. They both did a great job, very pugnacious. And I wonder your thoughts here. You can email me, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, or at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Do you believe that the checkout Charlies are really winning? Think about this. Our great media partner, Channel 7, holds these debates in conjunction with NNU. They're down there at the Brandt Center. They've got this wonderful forum. And it's tough for Channel 7 because they're on television. So it's tough to fill out an auditorium if you're going to be televised. It's like Dave Burnett would always say about the Boise State games. Why should you go if you could watch it on TV? And you have some great content there. And you have a few people. Now, when we're talking the education budget, I think both candidates have different visions. And is education not the number one issue? In fact, I think last night Mark Johnson said this, that of the, is it $6 billion of the general fund, almost half of that goes to education. And of that money, 80% of that budget goes to salaries and benefits. Now, I'm not saying that to put a target on folks, but that's an amazing allotment that calls for all of us to be engaged. And whether you own property and you're taxed accordingly or you're renting at this time and you have kids in school, everybody has skin in the game. So whether you are bored by the candidates, you don't think it matters, you have to be engaged. And this is the tough part for you people that are. And we have a lot of young people that listen to this program, and thank goodness for them, along with folks like me with miles on the odometer here at 580 KIDO. You got to get out and sell it on why it's so important. I mean, what are we talking, 10 or 20% of the people will actually decide who will be the next state school superintendent, who's going to be the next congressman, the next governor. Speaking of the governor, we will get to this today, this shocking front page story in the paper. Where are we? Let me give you the headline. Otter staff involved in CCA deal. You've got our friend Mr. Hanyan commenting on this. You've got the governor saying in debates that, you know, this was his staff wasn't involved. Now we have Mr. Hanyan clarifying the statement. The governor Tuesday night was not talking about his staff. He was talking about his own personal level of involvement regarding the settlement. That's what I thought he said, that he was not involved. He recused himself. Now, this prison thing has been going on for quite some time. And nobody likes the Fight Club. Nobody likes anything else. But do you wonder about the timing that all of a sudden, hey, Dan Popke's gone, and now we've got Rocky Barker and Cynthia Sewell, who, doing their job, went and got the open records law to look at the settlement. Is the timing off for you, or are you thinking to yourself, well, finally somebody's covering this story? We'll talk about that between 9 o'clock. Coming up, we'll talk more from our folks here at Hillside Junior High School, brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Hillside Junior High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
739, 580 KIDO. Natalie Acalde with us, the Booster Club president here at Hillside Junior High. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So what does it mean to be up so early? Probably nothing new for you at this time, huh?
No, I've been doing it for a while now.
What makes this school so special for you?
Well, we've been in this neighborhood since 2004. We went to Collister first elementary, and now we're here at Hillside, so it's part of our community.
Tell us a little bit about the neighborhood for people that may not be familiar with this over here, if they live in Nampa or Meridian.
Well, our neighborhood is tucked away in the foothills.
Oh, it's tucked away.
It's
yes.
Tucked away. We have lots of wild animals that live up here with us as
Saw
well.
Saw a few this morning, yes. I have to say that, yeah.
I think we have a coyote family that lives in our neighborhood.
That's good to know.
But it's quiet, it's small. Everybody knows, all the neighbors know everyone.
Right.
So coming to school here, I can run into a dozen people that I know almost every morning.
What are the challenges when it comes to education? We've heard a lot of great stories, but now, there's an undercurrent concerning funding of textbooks, of making sure people have supplies. And I have to give props to our House Attorney, Alan L. Morton, Attorney at Law, who says, Kevin, a lot of people don't know about the challenges of making sure every kid has a textbook.
Yes, and I've been very active in the school system for a long time because I have three children. I have two boys in seventh grade and one girl in ninth grade. And so I've volunteered my time many years to help the teachers in classrooms and been involved with the PTO.
Isn't this cool? This is like college game day.
Yeah.
I really love being in the hallway. I feel like I'm the young Lee Corso here in education. I'm glad you got that reference. And we can hear you loud and clear. You're doing great. But, you know, you think about all the money that we spend, and, you know, people are challenged to just get basic stuff.
Yes.
You're saying you're involved in it.
Yes, I'm the Booster Club president, and currently right now I have a team of parents that are helping me do a fundraiser this year that we're having an online auction coming up from November 2nd to 16th to help raise money.
Whoa. The mic's not on, Timmy. Keep walking.
To help the school with any additional things that they might need. Last year we helped Ted Henninga with document cameras to help the teachers in their classrooms to help with their projection with the smart boards. So we
We have the smart boards. On the other hand, we, you know, whether it's here or everywhere else, people are looking for the textbooks. It's kind of
there is no textbooks.
Really?
Our kids do not bring them home, and if they do keep them at school, they stay at school. And I think as a mom, I do struggle a little bit with being able to help the kids with their studies. Last year, I think I checked out an algebra textbook to bring home because I'm not that great in math. So to help my kids with their math homework, I needed to check a book out to bring home to be able to familiarize myself of where they were to be able to help.
Is that normal in the district, you think?
I can
tell you, you're not the first person that's told me that.
Okay. I'm assuming it is. I know it was like at Collister. We had a hard time with having textbooks come home as well. So I became very involved with the teachers to say, okay, what are we doing right now so I can go on online. I actually use the online training tool called Khan Academy.
We're very familiar with Khan Academy.
So I would go on that. We did that over the summer with my kids. Each child had to do so much time a day with online problems to keep them up to par with what they're going to do the next year, like
right.
For 7th grade and 9th grade this year.
So back to my question about textbooks. So you have to check those out. Would it help if everybody, like when we went to school, and perhaps
yes.
Even young Jacob, a proud graduate of Hillside Junior High here at 580 KIDO, to be able to take those books home?
I would be a big fan of having textbooks. I know that having textbooks costs more money, and I know that's a concern for schools.
Oh, we never talk about money in education. We never talk about that.
But I love textbooks. I think
right.
Textbooks are, some children do need textbooks. They're more visual, and they have a hard time in classrooms to be able to remember everything and taking notes down to catch that.
So that means there's no homework if there's no textbooks.
Well,
right?
They do have homework.
That doesn't seem right.
I know. Yeah, they do have homework, but there is not a second source of information like a textbook to bring home to reiterate the what they did in class or what they're working on. So that's, for me, it's a little bit of a frustration.
Well, you know, those are the challenges, but what are the rewards for you?
The rewards for me? For what?
I don't know, for being here so early in the morning. No, for being involved in the Booster Club and giving back to your school.
Well, school is a very important part of the kids' lives, and I think it's important that I get to know all the teachers that my kids have. All the teachers that I do know at Hillside, I don't know all of them very well yet, but for the 3 years that I have been here, I know quite a few of them, and I think the teachers that my daughter has even had these past couple of years are awesome, and I think they are a plus for working with the kids here. They are great teachers.
Well, Natalie, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Great job. The kids are swarming, and you stayed on topic, which is more than you can say for the host. Thank you, and good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. It is 7:45, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. We're at Hillside Junior High School, and a few things that were going on right now. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. First, we have to deal with the Ebola issue. And do you believe that it is, you know, there's nothing to worry about, that it's not that contagious? And on the other hand, we have the issue involving the First Amendment. Now, yesterday on the program, we had a young man by the name of Gary from Star who called in, and Gary is a retired petroleum guy. He's done very well for himself, and I want to encourage Gary and other folks that disagree with me to call in, because that's what makes the show. And he said, look, Kevin, people disagree with Alma, the anti-fracker. People think that she should be in jail. I had one of my good friends text me last night and say, Miller, you're way off base. She should be in jail. I don't know. For me, in America, you don't go to jail for speaking your mind. Let's take a listen to our conversation with Gary yesterday at 580 KIDO.
Good morning to you, Kevin. I was just going to say, you know, you keep saying it's a shame that liberal Steve's the only one getting it right in the Boise Weekly. And I know, do you look at it in reverse and say, why is it the only ones supposedly getting it right are the liberals, a liberal publication, and liberal Steve? I mean, I split my time. I'm a retired petroleum engineer from the oil and gas industry. Split my time. I've got a home up in Hayden. I have one down here. So I don't hear you all the time. But I've heard Alma enough spreading her misguided propaganda about fracking, and I think a lot of your audience is smart enough to figure that out. And you can have her husband on for a 20-minute propaganda session, and then you're proselytizing for 10 minutes afterwards. And, yeah, you'll win a few converts in the low-information group, but have you thought about it? Most of the conservatives around here don't care. There's 625,000 people in the Treasure Valley. I think yesterday you said the pre-Alma Facebook was up to 51 likes.
251.
I don't think too many people care.
Nobody cares that if you express yourself that you're arrested and held. Nobody cares. Well, then good. Enjoy your houses, Gary. Enjoy your life and have fun. Don't care about your fellow man. Don't care about stepping up to society. You're right.
Well, Kevin, would you close me out on this? Would you please tell us another 100 times that Alma's a wife, mother, and grandmother?
I think Gary got the last word on me on that one. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your response, are we off base on this? See, I believe that you should be able to say what you want, and if you don't stand up to government officials at any level and challenge them like our founding fathers did, then they roll over you, right? Plus, the latest concerning these allegations involving the CCA deal, I'll explain next. Time for traffic at 580.
Load our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Hillside Junior High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Let's go to the phones at 580 KIDO. It is 754. Our great friend Mike Tracy joining us. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks to all the folks at CapEd Credit Union. Thanks to you for your belief in our program here, sir.
Hey, well, it's my pleasure. And I just wanted to answer that gentleman that was on prior to your break. I really believe that people do care. In fact, I'm going to tweet out to Free Alma on a tweet this morning that we have a lot of concerned people out here. I may disagree with her on the issue per se. In fact, I do disagree with her on the issue. But I am a big First Amendment guy. I live in the First Amendment world and the work that I do. And people, government speech, where you're having problems with the government is the most protected speech of all. That's why the First Amendment was drafted in the first place. And for her to be sitting in jail because she's expressing her beliefs about something that government agencies are doing with the private sector is just wrong. On all levels. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's a liberal or conservative issue. Government speech, political speech, is the most protected speech of all speech in the United States. And it's just wrong what's happening. And people will step up and do things. And as usual, Kevin, you're one of the first people to step up and point out some of these issues.
Well, Mike Tracy, we appreciate it. We'll be talking to you next week in studio.
Absolutely. I look forward to it, and keep up the great work. And I haven't had a chance to say congratulations yet on Marconi. Good job, buddy. You deserved it. You've done great work here in the last 5 years, and well-deserved.
Well, I can thank you, sir, and I can't wait to get your insight on the election. So we'll talk to you next week, sir. Thank you.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
Our great friend Mike Tracy joining us here. We go to a man who has actually garnered press coverage concerning his crusade for Alma, Liberal Steve, with us at 580-KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin Miller. I've been a little under the weather, but I caught up on everything this morning.
I hope that you're showing up tomorrow.
I'll do my best, Kev. I see the doc here at 8 o'clock. In fact, I got to call him, tell him I'm running 20 minutes late because I wanted to talk with you. Without your permission, Kevin, and I apologize, I gave your name and your call letters to CNN this morning on a phone conversation. Because I said, Kevin really has more of a scoop on this story than I do. I just felt very sad that morning. I happened to be in my garage working, doing some remodel work, and caught your story on the radio. And I was so saddened by her being bailed over this, you know, this little minor thing that I was just shaking. And I cut a piece of sheetrock out and wrote on there, dropped the charges, and went down and stood for 4 hours, and I wasn't feeling good at all. Not about that, but I'm a little under the weather.
Well, we hope you feel better. You're telling me CNN is interested in this story.
Yeah, they're taking a look at it in small town Idaho. And for the person that says, yeah, I have a home in Hayden and I have a home here in Boise, I have acreage up along the Snake by Homedale, and you know I have a home up here in the foothills. And what's that? Why would a person make a statement like that? Why would anybody care where you live or what you do? It's not about that, and it's not about him being a petroleum engineer. Look at the petroleum engineers that were pulling their hair out for the spill in the Atlantic Ocean. This is about just First Amendment right. I'm for fracking. I'm not totally against fracking. People need energy, and that's a given. But this is all about First Amendment rights and being able to say what you need to say. And for him to give out the name, I think this was in the Oregonian paper, for the city council to give out the name of the individual after Alma left the building, or the individual she asked for, what's the insanity behind that? So I was just overwhelmed, and that's why I was down there. I'm you know me, I'm just a ordinary guy that likes to pay things forward.
Well, we appreciate Liberal Steve. I got to run. Hope you get better. Hope to see you tomorrow. Good morning, Dave.